May we help to commence our worship of God this morning by singing hymn 731 to the tune St. Agnes 218. Heal us, Emmanuel. Here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls, do thee repair. And Saviour, we are such. Remember him who once applied with trembling for relief. Lord, I believe, with tears he cried, O help my unbelief. She too who touched thee in the press and healing virtue stole was answered, daughter, go in peace. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Like her with hopes and fears we come, to touch thee if we may. Oh, send us not despairing home, send none unhealed away. Hymn 731.
Go in peace. Read together from the most holy word of God, from Isaiah's prophecy and chapter 41. Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. He gave them as a dust to his sword, and as a driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped every one his neighbour, and every one said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittar tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the God of the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth, and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them, and know the latter end of them. Or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as the potter treadeth clay. Who hath declared from the beginning that we may know, and before time that we may say he is righteous? Yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, Behold, behold them, and I'll give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counsellor that when I asked of them could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us a ring of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, that great I am, that one that canst not look upon sin, and will not at all acquit the wicked. Oh, we would then venture with that plea, which is a precious Christ. We'll venture at all upon that one that hath done all things well. For, O Lord, how can poor sinners such as we approach unto one that is so holy, that holy and a heart-searching God, as thou dost see and know of a truth that we're each sinners indeed. That amongst men there is not one that is righteous. And we have to testify that there is sin mixed with all we do. Our very best is stained and dyed, our all is nothing worth. Oh, may we venture then, pleading for Jesus' sake. May we venture upon what Christ hath done in the sinner's room, place, and stead. We also read in thy word, without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. But all we plead is precious blood. We plead that precious blood, that sin-atoning blood, that cleansing blood. We venture then, oh, may it please Him. May we each be as found as venturing sinners with that very felt feeling we're beggars poor. At mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. And we come then with all our wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Oh, wash us every whit and make us clean. Plunge us in that crimson ocean. Oh, even as a hymn, heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Ah, deep-dyed sinners, Lord. And so we would then venture into the holiest, pleading that which our great high priest hath done. Oh, our advocate with the Father, we have no other plea. And we venture even as the apostle of old when he felt his wretchedness and felt his need as a sinner. Ah, when he had to come even this. But I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we would then venture out all upon thee. My whole dependence on thee fix, nor entertain a thought my worthless schemes with thine to mix, but venture to be naught. And so we must be found as those that are naught before thee, with nothing in our hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling, naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace, foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Oh, another week has passed. Another year hastens toward its close. We are nearer to eternity. Ah, and truly our life is like as a tale that is told, as a passing shadow, so it fleeth away. No, Lord, we have those reminders, do we not, how frail we are. We're dying creatures. But, oh, may we have that good hope. Oh, may we have that good hope. And, may we come in with this plea. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face, for thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace in Christ's obedience. Clothe and wash me in his blood, so shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Oh, deal with us each, O Lord. Ah, deal with us each, whether present or absent. And those that lay upon our spirits, O Lord, those that have left thy courts, yes, and the mothers and fathers in Israel, they cry often concerning them. Oh, take us each in hand, take them in hand. Leave us not to make shipwreck of faith. Leave us not to come short at last. Oh, even as we stand up in thy name, Lord, thou knowest how often we feel this. Even as the apostle felt it, that he not be a castaway, to be found a castaway at last. Oh, how solemn. But, oh, Lord, take us each in hand. The speaker also, O Lord. Hold thou me up, hold us each up, and we shall be safe. But, oh, leave us not to ourselves. Leave us not to dead forms and empty rounds of service, but may it be this, to know my Jesus crucified. The apostle, his desire was this, that I may know him. May that be our desire, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, to know my Jesus crucified. By far excels all things beside. Lord, thou knowest how we soon get caught up with the things of time, the things of this life, the distractions of this life. But oh, may it please thee, as we're brought him to this day, thy day, and we're gathered together in thy courts, there might truly be with the desire of those Greeks of old, sirs, we would see Jesus. Sirs, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. Oh, how solemn, then should we end our days without a hope in thee. Without a hope in thee. Oh, but Lord, now knows how it is with this one also. We can get so caught up with the things of this life, even the lawful things. The lawful things. Yes, and perhaps even the unlawful things. Oh, how we're soon distracted and attracted and drawn aside. And oh, we think of that solemn account in thy word, that one that pulled down his barns, his thoughts went no further than this life. Pulled down his barns and built greater. Ah, yes, was it not that planning for what he thought was going to be a long retirement and comfort? But oh, the solemn words, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Oh, work in our hearts in that good desire, that desire after thee, and after thy righteousness. And oh, if it could please thee this day, oh, the cares of this life, lift us above them. Yes, thou knowest how our old nature gets some enjoyment out of some of those things of this life, does it not? And it seems our mind doesn't want to leave them and let them go, those thoughts and the things of the week. And we are often like Martha, careful and troubled about many things. Oh, may we know Mary's portion for a moment, whereby we may be sitting at thy feet, hearing thy words. So, Lord, we plead. Look down upon us in mercy. Thou knowest the hearts of each one. Thou knowest all the desire. Lord, also, thou knowest those which have those wishes which seem so weak. But all there may be this day, it is Jesus inspires and bids thee still see. Lord, thou knowest how often to plead for those that they've been many years waiting at thy gates, at the post thy doors. They feel their life fast hastens on. And the prospect of eternity, it becomes more and more real. And the thought of it causes to tremble. Oh, may it please thee that thou as yet speak the word only. Sound of my soul, Lord, thou knowest that one with that desire, and they long for it to hear thy voice. Sound of my soul, I am thy salvation. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. So, Lord, we plead, thy waiting people, those that have been brought to tremble at thy word, they still fail to be bound with those grave clothes of sin and death. Oh, may it yet please thee, hasten the time when thou wilt say, give that command, loose him, loose her, and let them go. Or to be brought into the sweet liberty of the gospel. May it please thee then, here and elsewhere in Zion, those brought there where the tongue is let loose also. They have to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. So we plead then, remember us each as we've gathered here, and the gatherings together thy people elsewhere, where thy word is faithfully preached. And oh, there might be this day in Zion, that good day in Zion, when thou wilt favour Zion. Oh, whether be this one and that one brought to the birth, brought into the liberty of the gospel, and even the quickening of the dead. Lord, thou knowest where thy dead elect are. Oh, may it please thee, around the parts here, this vicinity, in this town of Maidstone and the surrounding districts. Ah, thou knowest where thy dead elect are. Oh, may it please thee, put forth thy hand this day, and may be that thus far thou shalt go, and no further. When thou wilt bring that one into a time of want, ah, a prodigal, perhaps a prodigal, Lord, we plead for the prodigals. Thou wilt yet bring them back, that there might be yet that wrought in them where they begin to hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness. So, Lord, we plead, remember the little hills of Zion, and gather in those that thou shalt save, those whom thou hast loved from all eternity, those whom thou hast named, their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, their surname but the name of Israel. Oh, remember Zion, strengthen Zion, strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. But Lord, remember thy afflicted people. Ah, those in affliction here and elsewhere, but Lord, thou knowest. Ah, the path of affliction. Oh, draw near and comfort, we plead. And bless all the means that are used. Give wisdom to those that have their cases in hand. Guide them in their thoughts and their deliberations. Guide their hands, O Lord, perhaps when that time comes when there is surgery needed. Lord, we plead then, undertake and manage all by the way unto the end. And so, Lord, we plead for everyone that's in affliction. Ah, and how often it seems to be so. Ah, yes, we read in thy word through much tribulation, whether it's affliction of the body, affliction of circumstance, but oh, it is through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. But oh, those tribulations, why may we each prove whether it's of the circumstance, of the affliction of the body, perhaps of mind. Ah, may we prove each one of us the God of all comfort, the Father of mercies. May they be proving this, the promise true, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So we plead then, remember each in affliction's path, here and elsewhere. Oh Lord, what a mercy. There is that one that is able to comfort. Lord, we've proved it oneself. We've proved it a number of times. Lord, we thank thee for it. That through thy precious word, and the blessed Spirit taking the word and sealing it upon the heart, and it becomes that word which is like the apples of gold in pictures of silver. It is that word that speaks peace into the soul in the midst of deep trials and troubles. The word, when thou dost speak, and and the blessed Spirit takes those things, his word, and seals it upon the heart. And we hear then the voice of the shepherd, that voice of the shepherd which says, and is it not so? I have gone before thee. That shepherd that goes before his sheep, and he leadeth them forth that right way, that they might go into that city of habitation whose builder and maker is God. So, Lord, we plead for each one that gathered here, those that are detained for whatever reason. Yes, not always sickness, but those things, whether it is a mother looking after children or father, perhaps, Lord, thou knowest. But all remember each one in their individual paths. Lord, may they prove, there is that one that loveth at all times, a brother born for adversity. Remember those who have gone forth in thy name this day. As we think upon Zion, Lord, we plead for one that's gone forth from here and our dear pastor where he is, each one of them, O Lord, but every one of thy servants. Ah, go with them, Lord, we plead, and grant mouth, matter, and wisdom. Grant the tongue of the learned. Oh, may it please thee, that word for this one or that one. Oh, we often think of that word, with that portion of thy word concerning the Ethiopian eunuch. Ah, and thou didst send thy servant Philip down to that one there into a desert place. Ah, to meet that one. What a mercy if it should be this day, that word that thou hast given. The promise is it will not return unto thee void, but it shall accomplish that which thou hast pleased. It shall accomplish that which will yet redound to thine honour and thy glory, that thy name shall have all the praise. So, Lord, we plead for our dear friend and brother Stephen, our dear pastor, and each one. Bring them back to their respective destinations and their loved ones in peace and safety at the appointed time. But grant help, we plead this day, and our dear pastor in his affliction, keep the pain at bay if it could please thee, as he labours in thy name and in the journeys to and fro. Remember us also as a land and nation. Guilty we are. Ah, truly we have turned thee the back and not the face. Oh, may it please thee, work mighty in this beloved land of ours. Oh, we've forsaken the living God. We've gone after other gods. Oh, Lord, if it could please thee, turn us once again and we shall be turned. Show our leaders what they ought to do. Break their hard hearts. Lord, we plead. Raise up those that fear thee and those that do fear thee, and able to stand without the fear of man, fearing not their frowns nor courting their smiles. But, Lord, truly we live in a day when thy word is trodden underfoot. Thy law is forsaken. They do not want this man to reign over them. Thy day is desecrated. Thy courts are forsaken, and how few attend the solemn feast. Ah, Lord, have mercy upon us. May we ever be found amongst that remnant that sigh and cry unto thee daily. The abominations done in the land. We will thank thee for all thy mercies. Ah, truly thy hand is stretched out still. And have we not proved each one of us in our own individual paths? Even this morning we arose from our comfortable beds. We arose, we had the warmth of our homes. We arose and went down, and there was a sufficiency in our cupboards. There was a choice there for the good of our bodies. We thank thee for it. Oh, may we ever acknowledge that all our mercies come from thee. And, O Lord, we thank thee especially for thy house of prayer. We thank thee for the word of thy grace. We thank thee for the throne of grace and mercy seat. Oh, and we're still afforded, are we not, in this land of ours, to gather without the fear of man or authority. Do maintain it to us, Lord, we plead, and do us each good this day. Send none empty away. Lord, thou knowest the needs of this one or that one. And this poor sinner also, may it truly be this day a time of blessing, a portion for seven and a portion for eight. Lord, we're needy sinners, dying sinners, hell-deserving sinners, but oh, break the bread of life unto us, satisfy us with thy goodness, send an empty one. Send an empty way. Oh, we plead especially, we forgot just now to plead for the young. But oh, in this dark and evil day, keep them. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. Keep them close to thee. And oh, may it please thee work in their hearts whilst young in years, I fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is it not? Thy word declares it. Oh, may it please thee put thy fear in their hearts. Enable them in their young years to call upon thy name. And prove that thou art a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God. So, Lord, we plead, take them in hand. Hedge about their way if they're going in those wrong ways. Lord, we seek it for us each. Lead us forth for that right way. If we're walking a way which is not wrong, hedge up that way, bring it to naught. But lead us forth, yes, young and old, in the midst of life. Lead us each forth for that right way. Often think of that word, and is true, is it not? There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And how at times we're so blind, we're led by our carnal reasoning, our carnal thoughts. But, O Lord, take us each in hand, young, middle-aged, in the middle of life, and those in the even time of life. Take us each in hand. But oh, especially then the dear young friends, enable them to call upon thee in their times of trouble. And may they prove there is that one, that is able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. We plead them for the pardon of every sin and all we ask amiss. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
The notices, God willing, for the opening week are that our pastor will preach here on Tuesday evening and next Lord's Day. And today we take our monthly collection. May we now be helped to continue our worship by singing hymn 247 to the tune Dale Hurst 124. Lord, O Lord, I would delight in thee, and on thy care depend. To thee in every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. Hymn 247.
Thank you.
Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to the chapter we read, Isaiah chapter 41. We'll read verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The old adversary is so tempting me that I cannot go without word, and it's been on and off on my mind throughout the week, and it seemed on my mind on the past day, and it was with me again this morning when I awoke. Trying me that it is that word that unto this poor sin has been made precious. And there we're just going, as it were, because it is that word which is a precious word unto oneself, and it's been made so by the Spirit. And therefore, it seemed to stir up in my heart, in my natural heart, many thoughts that are, perhaps I should find another. It is just familiarity, because it has been, as I said, unto this poor sinner, truly the word of the Lord. But it was upon my mind again when I woke this morning. So we have to venture and not listen to the adversary, but bring that word we trust then, as it's been upon, as I said, my spirit, on and off throughout the week, the past week. Brings to mind the time when the Lord so favoured my soul. Under this particular verse, those years ago, that we would not want to, as it were, go over that again, but we trust it. As it has been that word unto this one, may it be unto another. As we trust, we speak, as we've handled and tasted and felt of the word of life, that as we've handled and tasted and felt of it, may it be by the Spirit unto another. Even this day, and perhaps in the days to come, that word to uphold them. That word to strengthen them. That word to help them. Fear thou not. The Lord's people are subject to many fears. I know some perhaps have fewer fears than others. But generally, the Lord's people, chosen people, they're those fearful worm Jacobs. They often find they're in that very low place. I may have said before, but it is so, is it not? Can't get lower than a worm. Can't get lower than a worm in the dust. That place where you can only look up. But what a mercy if it should be so. That place where that one then has to look up. Now, as we said at the prayer meeting, that psalm there, Psalm 5. And shall it not be so? Is where the poor worm Jacob will prove that word, the multitude of the mercy of God, that will never fail them nor forsake them. Where they will prove the sufficiency of his grace. Whatever that path, whatever that trial, whatever that difficulty, that thing hard to be understood. Yes, and some of us, we seem to go from trouble to trouble and trial to trial. We prove, do we not? Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. It's not just troubles concerning our never dying soul and our need as a sinner, but troubles in the pathway of life, in providence. So it is in providence and grace. The Lord's people often have troubles, trials, perplexities and difficulties, mountains, dark places. Places where they fear. But the psalmist said, as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude. Say this morning, that word seemed to stand out from the page, the multitude. A multitude speaks of great number, does it not? A number that cannot be numbered. It doesn't speak of just a little. Perhaps only just enough, if not quite enough, and you'll have to manage the rest. It's a multitude. I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. The multitude of thy mercy. And so that one then, with his fears and his foes of every shape and form, give ear to the words of my mouth, O Lord, consider my meditation. It's when we're in fears and troubles, is it not then we find more of that meditation? Yes, sometimes that meditation that brings us to tremble even more. But blessed be his holy name when it is by the Spirit. The word is made sweet to us. Perhaps a word brought to our remembrance. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope, that word in the time past, in the beginning of the way, brought to your remembrance. But it's in those times and seasons we prove that multitude of his mercies. And it's where we prove the Spirit, the power of the Spirit. And where each one, worm Jacob's, prove the comfort. And the proving that word, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. These are the sure mercies of David. And they're made known to fearing, trembling worm Jacob's. Yes, worm Jacob's. That verse also we've taken that quote just now from Fear Not Thou Worm Jacob was also upon my mind as I turned to that chapter this morning. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, those whom he hath loved from everlasting. It's to everlasting also. It's from everlasting to everlasting, a love that changeth not. Love that will not forsake. Ah, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. That's to those worm Jacobs. Those trembling men of Israel. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And so that love that has drawn them will not forsake them. That's that love of Almighty God to poor sinners. Ah, fear not. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Ah, who is this then, this I? It's a great I am. This is that eternal God which, you'll have to prove is your refuge and mine. I shall have to prove it and prove it to the end of our days. The eternal God is our refuge. The eternal God is thy refuge. What a mercy these portions are left on record for us. And when they're brought to our mind, as it's brought to my mind again now, the eternal God is our refuge. We may have those here upon the earth that we can, what a mercy it is if we have those of our loved ones and those of our acquaintance, especially amongst the household of faith that we can speak to from time to time, but they're all perishing. They only have a limited number of days and years upon the earth. And then their body, like ours, will be laid in the grave, the dust returned to the dust. And so they may be raised up for a while to be of a help to us, an encouragement to us. We thank the Lord for it when there is that conversing one with another. When there's that conversing one with another, have we not proved it? Yes, it's a mercy indeed. When we speak to another and the Lord moves them to speak and they speak as prompted by the Spirit, but they're just men moved by the Spirit. But oh, what a mercy, the eternal God. And so we'll each have to prove the eternal God is our refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I turn to it in the vestry. It came to my mind and we read of it, do we not, in Isaiah chapter 57. That one, that high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place, and a holy place with him also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit. This broken-hearted worm Jacob's, the Lord brings this or that into the path and they tremble. Was there not a time when we thought we could manage, as it were, our stoicism, our natural fortitude? We thought we could overcome this and ride above that. But if he's weak in your strength and mine in the way, whereby you can say, worm Jacob, I'm a worm Jacob. You fear to be crushed at any moment. But oh, that worm Jacob, there's much in this precious word of his truth for worm Jacobs, it's for none others. It's not for those that have their own strength. It's not for those that have a proud spirit. It's those humbled under his mighty hand. That high and lofty one that inhabited the eternity, whose name is holy. Ah, that one that dwells in that high and holy place, with him also. That's a comfort to a poor sinner, is it not? Blessed be his holy name that it is so. With him also. That is of a contrite and a humble spirit. And so those worm Jacobs, fearful worm Jacobs, they will have to prove the word as it goes on to revive. Ah, and how often we need that reviving. Reviving, when fresh troubles and trials come, we need that reviving. Ah, we cannot live on mercies past. When fresh troubles come, trials come, it's like, oh, we need that food convenient for our souls. With our natural food, the thought of a meal we had perhaps weeks ago, it won't do us any good in a fresh time when we come into hunger. When we truly know what hunger is, and perhaps as we feel ready to faint in the way, the thought of the meal on the past day, does it not make you hungry more, but it won't do you any good. But when fresh trials and troubles come, we need that reviving. We need that reviving under fresh fears that arise. Fresh fears. So said him, the Lord's people, it's not long before you seem as if you think you've got out of one trouble and trial and a fresh trouble comes. Whether it is in the providential path, in the body, or in the soul's experience. We feel ready to faint in the way. The adversary at the right hand to resist. Stirring up all sorts, yes, even thoughts against God. Hard thoughts. Stirring up unbelief. We said at the prayer meeting, perhaps you come into the courts of the Lord and the old adversary right at your right hand resists and says, but what's the point of you praying? You come in your fears and with all your foes and I've brought you, yes, and perhaps this adversary seems to have brought you into trouble again. Adding fresh troubles and certainly become the accuser of the brethren. Oh, he's that foe that comes in like the storm against the wall. Mountains that rise up and dark foreboding places. And the adversary says, but where is now thy God? Where is now thy God? But as for me, that spirit of faith, the spirit breathing upon your dry bones, is it not that new sharp threshing instrument having teeth? Or perhaps you've found in the past days a spirit of prayer which you've never known before. Perhaps you've become lukewarm and cold, but now there's been that spirit of prayer. That's a spirit breathing upon your dry bones. Perhaps you had to pray again like you've never prayed before. Pray like you've never prayed before. Or pray like you prayed in time past. But now you're in more of a desperate case. Desperate place. Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. All these things are against me. But the multitude. The multitude of thy mercy. It's there the sinner proves it. And he'll prove it to the end of his days. But it's when those fresh times of need. As you said, you can't live on a meal of the past day or past week or the past month. But a few years ago, the thought of it, yes, and what a mercy when we can look back to those times and seasons and we trust then it's the Spirit moving within, bringing to remembrance former mercies, and it gives that new life to prayer. That if the Lord in time past has been so favourable to us, I'll venture again. Oh, look again. The multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. The multitude. To revive the spirit of the humble. And to revive the heart of the contrite ones. That which lifts up the weak hands and confirms the feeble knees. Ah, yes, breaks the bread of life unto you again. As I say, this poor sinner, those years ago now, this word was made of meat, well, unto this poor sinner, it was a feast of fat things, of wines upon the lees well refined. I can remember it so. It was so. I trust in the past days and again this morning. Ah, yes. Just for a moment. That sweet realization that there is this one that fails not. The word declares, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And this one, in whom there is a fullness that ever abides again and again. Times past, yes, but now again. Well, I trembled at even going to speak in the Lord's name. It was on the past evening. I felt, well, how can I go again? And it seemed, the adversary stirred up thought after thought. And the Lord brought this once again to my remembrance. It seemed in a different way this morning in the early hours. Fear thou not. For I am with thee, brought my mind to the word, which I trust before I went forth to speak in the Lord's name. Ah, dear old Moses, ah, yes, that man of God. But oh, was he not one that feared? So brought to my mind this word those years ago, when, before I had to venture to speak in the Lord's name for the first time, and I felt quite unable, quite unwilling, certainly unable, and felt to be less than least of all saints that I should ever go and speak unto the Gentiles, preach unto the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. But oh, yes, even Moses, the Lord, had respect unto Moses and his need. When he said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent. So it brought to my mind this, it brought to my remembrance. And may the Lord bring to your remembrance, perhaps a word in time past. We say we cannot live upon it, but it gives a little hope, and especially when we taste of it again. It doesn't always come in the same way and with the same power as what it did those perhaps the first time, but when we're enabled once again to partake of it, a little strength is granted through it. Perhaps may the Lord bring to your remembrance. Yes, you're in a dark place, tried place now, fears. A word in time past. And so hymn writer put it, his love in time past forbids me to think he'll leave me at last in trouble to sink Each sweet Ebenezer I have in review confirms his good pleasure to help me quite through. And so this word, as it was brought to my mind again, yes, that word, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I've spoken to me many years ago now, but before I went to speak in the Lord's name, fears and foes, it came to my mind even this. Perhaps one the Lord has laid upon your heart concerning his commands. Burdened you with that command, even to walk in his ways. And oh, what fears then? It seems then the adversary is a greater foe than ever. And so, even as Moses, the servant of the Lord, he had to say unto the Lord this. Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf? Or the seeing or the blind, have not I the Lord? The Lord spake unto him, Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. But the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? This is the Almighty God, the Creator of all things. Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Have not I the Lord? And perhaps then, as we said, one burden concerning those commands, a burden in such a way. It was so oneself those years ago, I remember it so. And the old adversary, yes, he seemed to put mountain after mountain in the way. Trouble after trouble in the way. Foe after foe in the way. But I felt I had no power against such a one. Or no strength to do and walk in that way. But we read here, fear thou not. I had to prove it. He'll make the foes, yes, he'll give you that new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. He'll give you that new spirit of prayer, that earnest prayer. And we read concerning that new sharp threshing instrument unto those that have those fears, those mountains and those difficulties. We read, do we not, I'll make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth, and thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and thou shalt make the hills as chaff. All those obstacles. Yes, obstacles. And is it not then all those things which cause a poor trembling worm Jacob to fear? He'll make all those things. He'll fan them away. And the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them. The whirlwind shall scatter. Fear thou not then, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. So there are many things that bring into dismay, bring us into that place where we prove like that woman bowed down with that spirit of infirmity. She couldn't lift herself up. And dismay, brought into dismay, it seems, there is no, in yourself you prove there is no hope, no help, can't, no strength, ready to faint. That word of his grace. Oh, when he speaks of fear thou not. That's, oh, when you begin to see that which will thresh the mountains. Making those iron bars and those brazen gates, doing away with them. Breaking them down. Opening them. Thresh the mountains. Beat them small. And thou shalt make the hills as chaff. But when we've seen chaff and those that have been involved in harvest and perhaps in combining, you see the chaff, it doesn't take much to blow it away. Separated from the wheat or from the barley, separated from the ears of corn, from those grains, and there's a fan there that blows the chaff away. Carried away. So you'll prove it also, poor sinner, this one, fear thou not. As we say, perhaps it is those things the Lord has led you into, burned you in spirit, but now it seems, and it was so, as I said oneself those years ago, it seems trouble after trouble, obstruction after obstructions, all those mountains rose up, and it seemed an utter impossibility. And it will be an impossibility in and of yourself. But I will strengthen thee. Be not dismayed. Ah, God of Jacob, the God of Jeshurun, who writeth unto heaven in thy help. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Help laid upon one that is mighty. Ah, oh, the poor worm Jacob. Help laid upon one that is mighty. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Ah, oh, does it suit you, poor sinner, then? Whether it is in that pathway the Lord has brought you into. Whatever it is, whether it is in those things in the home, in the perhaps even in the business, in the workplace, in your everyday life, in those things within the body and out of the body, and in the whatever the circumstance is, those things concerning the church and walking in His ways, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. That word there, it goes on, behold, and perhaps that one then, that still trembles, we have this word, behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument. As we said a little earlier, give that new life to prayer. Urgency of spirit. Necessity. Prayer's a necessity. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument. Having teeth, it means it's effectual then, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. That effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And you'll prove it. And may you yet prove in the days to come, the time hastens on. May you prove in the days to come. They shall be as chaff. Those hills, those mountains, they shall flow down at his presence and at his voice. When the Lord gives that command, when he speaks, who then can make trouble? When he speaks a word, blessed be his holy name. When the Lord speaks a word, who then can make trouble? As I said, those years ago now when the Lord Favour me in my soul, that verse 10 we take for our text. I felt then, who can make trouble? Who then can make trouble? I was unable to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him, knowing that, well, I trust a little hope raised up that all should be well, whether living or dying. A little hope in his mercy, and all those mountains then, mountains they flowed down to his presence, and those hills they were beaten as chaff, and they were blown away, fanned away. The whirlwind shall scatter them. And what will it prove then, poor sinner? The good hand of your God. There won't be any room for self-praise. There won't be any room for a proud spirit. Oh, you have to prove this. Ah, thou shalt rejoice in the Lord and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. So, poor trembling worm Jacob, waste howling wilderness, is it not? When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. These shells and wills of Jehovah, when that new sharp, threshing instrument is given, and that spirit of prayer that's inspired, as in that prayer indicted by the Spirit, it will be answered. It will be answered. Make those rivers in high places. I will not forsake them. Remember that one time particularly, when it seemed fears and foes, and I remember driving up the M25, the Lord made that place, even the busy scenes there on the M25, amidst all the traffic, it was a river in a high place. The Lord spake into my soul, drew near. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And so in the midst of all that traffic that day, I can remember it so, I wept before the Lord. Oh, may you also know those times of weeping. You'll weep to his praise. For the soul be humbled. Ah, these humbling times, how good are they not? Ah, you'll know of them. Ah, weeping before the Lord. If I could have pulled over that day, I would have pulled over, but it wasn't any place to do so, not the place to do it either, but I wept before the Lord as I journeyed that day. A river of water in a dry place. I felt the Lord's presence. Ah, yes. Have you known it perhaps in the past a little of the Lord's presence? You'll know it again. When he gives you that new, sharp, threshing instrument, having teeth. For the word is true, is it not? I will. It doesn't say I might or I may do. And it doesn't depend upon something you've got to do. Ah, this is free and sovereign grace to poor worm Jacob. I will. Open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. Oh, make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will. Blessed be his holy name. As I trust I've known those times when it's been I will and he's performed it. May you also prove it. I will. That one that has said, I will, there will be a performance of those things. The promise of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, which maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Ah, fear thou not. for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. All these wills, these shells and wills of Jehovah, my soul rejoices in them. My soul takes comfort in them. May your soul also rejoice and take comfort in them. I will. I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Those that strive against thee, yes, that enemy that seems to strive against you at the moment, that foe, as we said, you approve the foe, right at your right hand, very real indeed. But what do we read? Those that strive against thee, thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. And even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing hymn 1102 to the tune Mariners 648. Why those fears? Behold, 'tis Jesus holds the helm and guides the ship. Spread the sails and catch the breezes sent to waft us through the deep to the regions where the mourners cease to weep. Hymn 1102.
O dear Lord, thou knowest the need of this one and that one. Thou knowest the need of this poor sinner, and how often we need thee to speak the fear thou not. Oh, Lord, we seem to often go on our way trembling. We have those what-ifs and what-maybes. Lord, and at times they bring us to such a stand we know not what to do. We feel unable to move. But, oh, Lord, when thou dost speak, when thou dost manifest thyself, that one, who is able to do for us more than we can ask or even think, when thou dost speak, oh, what a mercy indeed, then we trust and we've known those fears to have been taken away, the calmness of spirit given, whereby we can say, Lord, do what seemeth thou good, only lead me forth for the right way. So, Lord, we plead, seal that which is of thee upon the heart of one or another. Cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard amiss. Do be pleased to come up with us, if thou dost spare us to the evening. Come up with us, O Lord, and make one with us. Grant that spirit of prayer. Stir us up. Give that new sharp threshing instrument. Make all the mountains flow down at thy presence. And do us each good. We plead then for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss, all that thou hast seen amiss. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.